insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. For this episode, we will discuss the 7th verse of this surah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون.
They only know the outside appearance of the life of the world, and they are heedless of the hereafter.
So, previously we discussed this aspect of important information the Holy Quran in this surah mentions about the important event and the victory that is going to happen. And the 6th verse said, وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ وَعْدَهُ And this victory is Allah's promise, and Allah does not fail His promise. So, in this 7th verse, it says that يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They only know the appearance of the life of this world. Now, common people are only aware of the life of this world. They have also sufficed to the outward of this life. A collection of amusements, some temporary pleasures and some imaginations, these are all the things that have formed their understanding from the life of the world. The pride, the negligence, which is hidden in this understanding, is not concealed to anyone. So, if they only knew the inward and innate of the life of this world too, it was enough for the recognition of the hereafter. Because enough care in this temporary life shows that it is a ring from a long circle of affairs, and this life that we are experiencing, it is a stage. It is just the beginning out of a great and long way that we are going to actually experience. So, that's why the verse says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا They only know the appearance of the life of this world. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ That's why they are heedless of the hereafter. So it says, the verse, what is suggesting is that being in love of the materials of this world is what causes the negligence from hereafter. Being engaged in this world and believing in only the apparent aspect of things will stop you from believing in hereafter. So, the world itself, the verse is suggesting, it's not bad, but what is bad is negligence from hereafter. This holy verse implies that these short-sighted people see only the outward of life in this world, but they are unaware of the hereafter and the end of affairs.
يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ
So, dear listeners, as we said, it is important to note that the verse is saying يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They only know the appearance of this life of the world. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافِلُونَ. They are negligent from hereafter. They are heedless of the hereafter. So, taking note of the actually order of mentioning these propositions, the fact that it says first, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, they only know the appearance of this life of the world, we can understand that this is the reason for them not believing, or better say, as the verse says, being heedless of the hereafter. This is what will happen to us as well. This is not just for the polytheists. We might also be engaged in this worldly mundane life that sometimes we forget there is a hereafter coming. So, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. If we care, for example, in something like upon the life of an embryo and its terms, it shows that the final aim is not only this short life by itself, but it is a preliminary stage for later stages of life that they're going to be vast. So, they see these people that the Holy Quran mentions, they see only the appearance of this life, and they are heedless of the contents of this life. They're heedless of the concepts of this life and what is hidden inside this life. If they think about the meaning of their creation, the meaning of their existence, the meaning of their life, then they would not be heedless of hereafter. So, the important thing that this verse is suggesting is that we have to be careful about what causes people to be heedless of hereafter, because being heedless of hereafter has so many consequences that we actually do not want to experience, both for ourselves, our close relatives, and specifically for our society and the world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. And that's when faith begins.